Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
I met a beautiful woman at the grocery store, Susie. I ran out, got groceries really quick. I had been gone over the weekend, and somehow two of my sons had consumed all of the food in the house. And so I was like, oh my gosh, I have nothing for dinner. So I ran out and I was there. And there was this mother there, and her son is getting ready to just really embark on an incredible faith journey. And she was just crying about it. She was like, I don't want him to go. I'm just so worried that he might go to a dangerous place. And she said, you've been there. You've been to the Dream Center. Is it a dangerous place? And I said, well, the Dream Center is not a dangerous place, but they do dangerous things. And I said, you need to understand that obedience is the highest form of spiritual warfare. And if your son knows that God has told him to go there, then he must go. And you can't be afraid for him. You need to be excited for him. You need to be celebrating him. And you need to pray prayers that are scary prayers, not scared prayers. Not, oh, God, keep my son safe while he's at the Dream Center or at college or wherever your child is. You need to actually say, God, I thank you that you are transforming my son, my daughter, into whoever they are, whatever struggle they're going into, whatever temptation they face, they're going to come out of it stronger. They're going to rise above this. They're going to become more Christ-like. They're going to be able to be more discerning, to see light and dark. They're not children that are going to draw back in fear, but they're children that are going to rise up in faith.
Oh my goodness, I'm taking furious notes. Praying scary prayers versus prayers that are scared. Say a little bit more about that, Lisa, and what it looks like on a practical level, because when we think we can't do anything about what's happening to the Christians in Iraq, yes, we can. In fact, we can affect change in the deepest sense of the word if we start fasting and praying. So how do you pray a scary prayer versus prayers that are scared?
So I always find the most scary prayers to pray are found in the Word of God. These are prayers that God has actually mapped out for us. He knows the times. He knows the seasons. And you go into Psalms, and you go into the book of Isaiah, and you go into different places where God is actually doing battle for his people, and you begin to pray the Word of God. I mean, he's saying things like, break their right arm, break their left arm, search and destroy every sign of wickedness. I mean, there are prayers that God says, I just need someone on earth to stand in faith, speak my word, and I'm going to watch over it, and I'm going to perform it. You don't have to give me the names of the people. You don't have to tell me how it's going to happen. You just pray my word, and I will administrate this justice. Mm. And so I just think too many people, they pray according to the limits of their human understanding, their human experience. And they're like, okay, you know, I prayed for someone to get healed, and they didn't get healed, so I'm going to just always doubt that God's actually a healer. Well, you know, the truth is, I would rather pray and call God always a healer and see people get healed half the time than not make room for him to do that. Mm-hmm. We have to actually make room for God to do more. I know you and I have talked about this, that we have such a passion for the Christian people to understand there is way more than just walking around on earth, being a nice person, and then dying and going to heaven. We are actually supposed to be a force of righteousness walking on the earth. The men and the women together are supposed to actually begin to model what God would want to do through his Holy Spirit on the earth.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.